The exploits of Alex McKnight once again are brought to life by its creator, Steve Hamilton, which is from a book called Let It Burn. It just came out this month, I understand. Steve is on the phone with me. Good morning.
Hey, Stan. How are you?
All right. Alex McKnight once again is brought into a mystery that he did and didn't want to be involved in, taking him from his home in Paradise all the way down to Detroit again. Where is the inspiration for this particular story?
Well, this is the 10th book with this guy, which is kind of hard to even believe.
Wow.
But it's just felt like it was time for him to really go back home, because he was a cop in Detroit, you know, back in the 80s, and something happened, and he sort of left that, ended up in the little town of Paradise, which, of course, is a real town. And, you know, for 9 books, he would go up into Canada, and he'd go all over the place and get into all sorts of trouble. And it just felt like it was finally time for him to take a look at where he came from.
Now, in the story, he's drawn by two different factors, really. He's found out through a friend of his in the force that someone he put away in prison is coming back out.
Right.
Potentially a threat there, but there is also a potential love interest in an FBI agent.
There's an FBI agent that he had met in the last book.
Okay.
And last 2 books, actually, he was in contact with. So he just figures, you know, it's time to go down there and have a drink with her and see what might happen, too. So he's got you're right, he's got a couple of reasons to sort of go back to Detroit. But when he gets down there, he realizes that maybe there's a whole other reason that that was really drawing him back there, because there was something about that case that maybe didn't quite add up.
This character certainly has gotten under your skin. I mean, this is, as you mentioned, the 10th book. How did Alex McKnight ever get created? And is there anyone in real life that is kind of a parallel to his life?
It's funny that there really isn't. I mean, he's just, he was sort of there. I was trying to write a Private Eye novel back in back in the 90s. And I just failed so miserably to write the good old fashioned American hard boiled crime, Private Eye in the desk, you know, waiting for the client and all that. And he was just sort of there when I sort of gave up on that, when I wanted to just do something. And I just had this idea of somebody who was just all by himself in a cabin in the loneliest place that I knew. And I just went from there, and that first book came out in 1998. And I wasn't thinking about a second or third or, God knows, a tenth back then, but it just, he's sort of taken on a life of his own since then.
I'll assume reader feedback has primarily been the reason for Alex remaining alive and well.
Well, I certainly hear from people every day about him, and it's kind of amazing how he takes on this sort of hyper-reality, like we all know this guy, and we all sort of share that in common. So when I go and do events, that's probably the most amazing part.
Now, Detroit, of course, is going through its own troubles, and when you began writing this book, did you see ahead to what has potentially become a bankruptcy issue?
No, I really didn't. I mean, I was writing this book late last year, and I knew things were tough in Detroit. Of course, they've been tough for quite a while now, but since I finished the book, the emergency manager takes over and they start defaulting on debts, and now the bankruptcy is, it's going to happen, looks like. I mean, this all happened sort of accidentally, and I didn't mean for it to be so timely, but while I'm back in Michigan doing all these events, that's the natural topic of conversation.
Of course it is, yes. Now, you mentioned Paradise being what you would have considered one of the loneliest places in the world. Don't you have a second home there?
I don't actually live there. I get there a lot. I'll be there next week. I get back a couple times a year, certainly to the state of Michigan, and definitely to at least once a year to Paradise. But I whenever I go up there, I'm always very quick to admit that I'm really a troll, as they say up in the UP. And I've never lived there. I've never been a resident in the UP, but everybody sort of still welcomes me as a native son. So that's really nice.
Well, that's just the way we are.
Yep, you got it.
And you're part of the UP Authors book tour that's continuing this summer. Do you have anything coming up in your itinerary for for stops, book tours, book talks.
Oh, yeah. This is the UP book tour, is this crazy thing that Ron Rieke has put together. And it just so happened to coincide with me already being out on the road when a book comes out. So this is the third time that I've hooked up with these guys. And it's a whole different thing because Ron has a really amazing novel called UP, and he has all these friends who are poets and literary writers. So it's really the first time I get to do events with writers like that. And it's a really good reminder, of course, that it all comes back to the craft and about telling a story or writing a poem, and which is something I you could put a gun to my head and I could not write a poem. So these guys amaze me. But we're gonna be up there. I mean, it's been ongoing all summer. I'm gonna join them next week. I believe it is Monday and Tuesday, and we're gonna be in Rudyard and Paradise and Newbury and Munising and a couple other places. But it's just a crazy thing that he puts together.
Yes, it is, and it has involvement from, I think, more than two dozen authors and
exactly.
This time around.
Yeah, from all walks of life, all different kinds of writers. So that's a really great thing about it.
Well, it's good that you're able to be a part of it once again and to show off your latest in the Alex McKnight series called Let It Burn. And we appreciate your time here, Steve, and we hope that you come up again soon.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you very much.